Minerva Radio. Less mainstream, more music.
Greetings all, I'm Mike Brocken, this is Folk Scene, and this is Steve Knightley.
We work in your kitchens, your factories and fields. We work on the wards and the farms. For all of the lives that it cost to get here, do you really think we mean you harm? You should embrace us, you should be glad. Maybe we're here just in time. We could be the children that you never had if your numbers slowly decline. Facts don't have feelings, but families do. Behind the headlines are lives. Fathers and mothers, sisters and brothers, husbands, partners and wives. To me, who am I now? Where is the person I knew? One door led to darkness, the other to light. Where am I now that I'm through? With all of your knowledge and all of your skill, with all of the science you learned, I was just troubled, I wasn't ill. And my life wasn't yours to affirm. Facts don't have feelings, but families do. Behind each headline are lives. Fathers and mothers, sisters and brothers, husbands, partners and wives. Trusted us with your parcels and gifts. We were always the heart of this town. Long hours of laboring, working in shifts, but the ghost in the cold brought us down. With all of your power and all of your skill, with the might of the Lord to deploy, we were rebranded as felons until there was nobody left to destroy. Facts don't have feelings, but families do. Behind each headline are lives. Fathers and mothers, sisters and brothers, husbands, partners and wives. Burn all the banners, the headlines and memes. Cast off the entrails and rings. We pay the piper, we call the shots. Why can't they dance to our tune? We pay the piper, we call the shots. Let's
welcome to this, our latest, let us say, post All Hallows edition of Folk Scene here on MinervaRadio.uk, courtesy, of course, of digital media specialists extraordinaire. I should say that, really, shouldn't I? Caldi Media. And you've just been listening to the opening track, Transactions, from Steve Knightley's first solo studio release in, get this, 17 years, I counted up the other week. The album is entitled The Winter Yards, and it was released during the month of October. And as one might expect, it shows a craftsman at work, really, true craftsman, really. In an unlikely event of you not knowing Steve Knightley, he was the irrepressible frontman of Show of Hands for decades. And they are now on an, quote, I'm using in quotation marks here, an indefinite break. So this album represents possibly a new era for Steve, and he's embarked on a 32-day tour. And you might have already picked up on the lyrics to Transactions. No punches being pulled there, I'm sure. Steve played a wonderful gig at the Liverpool Phil on the 18th of October, and he returns to our area of, in the northwest of England, at the Bury Met on the 21st of November. Meanwhile, check out the album The Winter Yards. I'll be playing more tracks from it here on Folk Scene as we go along, but it's really something you should invest your time in, definitely. And speaking of gigs, as it was at the Bury Met, may I just thank Hannah Sanders and Ben Savage for their remarkable gig at the Met on Friday the 25th of October. It was just superb. I mean, what did, like I was saying, but hey, it was superb. And shows us how really they're open to all kinds of musical developments. It could have gone on all night for me, especially now that things have varied a little bit as far as their sound's concerned. They've added bass, drums and keyboards on certain songs from this amazing new album. It's a fantastic piece of work, which we'll talk about a lot. It's called In the Dark We Grow, but we'll talk about after we play a track. Here's a storming version of Richard Farina's Quiet Joys of Brotherhood.
As gentle tides go rolling by, along the salt sea strand, the colors blend and roll as one together. We
Lovely stuff. Magnificent stuff there, actually. I think that's Richard Farina's Quiet Joys of Brotherhood. I'm sure many of you know that one. From Sanders and Savage's brand new album, In the Dark We Grow. Fantastic. So go and see them. They are amazing. And actually, they're at St. Mary's Creative Space in Chester on Sunday, the 10th of November. So that's one for the diary, I would say. Definitely go and see them. Absolutely brilliant. And they've always been brilliant. We know we've seen them a lot of times, haven't we? But even more so, actually, now that occasionally they have this band in throw as well. Fabulous. I'll play another new Sanders and Savage track a little later on in the show for you. Meanwhile, and as we are discussing gigs, I should tell you about the Breaths gig coming up at the Lion Saltworks Museum just outside Northwich in Wincham on Saturday, November the 16th. The Breath are Rhiannon Connolly and Stuart McCallum, who released a brand new album earlier this year, actually, entitled Land of My Other. And it's on Real World Records, so you can get it. You know, they are around. And this was their third release. I've been playing their stuff, it must be since pre-lockdown, maybe 2018 or so. And it's the third release. Excellent combination of sounds and sensibilities as well. Perfect, in fact, for this beautiful Saltworks venue, which I've discussed previously as well. It's absolutely amazing. You should go. So take a listen to The Breath from their latest and Letter from Lonkesh. Thank you. That's the breath. Lovely, isn't it? Beautiful. Letters from Long Kesh from the land of my other album from this year. And the breath are on at the Northwich Lion Salt Museum's performance space on the 16th of November. I'll see you there. I'll be there for that one. And if you haven't experienced a gig at the Lion Salt Museum, honestly, you're in for a fantastic experience, really. So atmospheric. Also, speaking of gigs, atmospheric ones too, check out the next couple of Soundbox gigs in Chester. Extremely interesting. First, at St Mary's Church Hall in Hanbridge. That's without the walls. This is this confusion over St Mary's, isn't it? But this is one actually in Hanbridge. We've got Chris Foster on the 16th of November. Interesting character, Chris Foster. Very, very good songwriter. But even though he's getting on a bit in years, he knows his stuff and his new stuff. In fact, Jim Murray produced his 2018 album, Hadaline, which really, really well reviewed. If you have a look on wegottickets.com, as usual, it's event number 626419. Apparently, Chris now lives in Iceland, which I didn't know that. That's a definitive move, that, really, you might say, isn't it? Yes, I live. Where are you living now, Chris? Iceland. It's quite good. That's good. Anyway, Chris is on St Mary's in Hanbridge on the 16th of November, and wegottickets.com is the place to go for that. And on the 31st of November, the last day of November, Andy Cutting with Anne Niepold are on at St Mary's Creative Space. So that's the one inside the walls. Beautiful, beautiful venue there. And that's We Got Tickets again, event 616228. I'll repeat this as we go along over the next few weeks. But Chris Foster first on the 16th, Andy Cutting with Anne Niepold on the 31st. Two really good Soundbox events happening in Chester, one within the city walls, in fact. Also worthy of mention, now that we're moving somewhat inexorably towards the festive season, he said. Now, you know, make your minds up about how you think I handled that one there. A Winter Union is on, which includes Sanders and Savage, actually, and Gilmore and Roberts. And they will be playing the Stoller Hall in Manchester on the 5th of December and the Talbot Theatre in Whitchurch the following night on the 6th. And if you want info about this, A Winter Union is a very seasonal, folky event. It's really, really good, actually, even though I'm not the world's biggest Christmas fan. And all info is at winterunion.com. And you'll find that it's a great event. And, you know, honestly, some of the best musicians and vocalists taking part in that one. And I'll repeat that as we go through the programmes over the next few weeks. I was talking to Chris Ragsdale the other day of the legendary Mottram Folk Club. You know, Chris, he helps Mottram an awful lot. And Chris asked me, just off the cuff, had I heard of Mark Germino? And I replied, a bit quizzical, really. I said, oh, not really, but he rings a bell. Only to discover on my return home about an hour later that I actually had a Germino vinyl album in my collection. I hadn't even seen it, never mind played it, for years. And to be perfectly honest, it didn't all come flooding back once I put it on the deck. Now, sadly, we lost Mark this year, and I thought you might find this next one very interesting. It's just a really good piece of kind of country rock, really. But this is from 1987, Mark Germino and Third Coast Rag.
Forehead stone or some white on his shoulders. The hot summer light got the basin on bake. Here comes the bell carol up the Cumberland Stake. It's another year older. But there's a saxophone getting its kick. A train licks with a licorice stick. I bought a sack of jelly beans standing on Lower Broad to the Third Coast Rag. Yeah, yeah. Came in the fall of 86, a welcome black and blue, a tired wooden fix, and the ground started shaking. Heard a green-eyed girl, Baltimore born, say there's no such thing as a high-tech poem, and her poem was well taken. Somebody struck a minor chord,
stuck an Elm Hill sticker on my door. I found 12 dead cicadas in my guitar case. I do the third coast ray, yeah, yeah. Doorstep of hell with a nickel in his mouth. We're gonna have us a showdown. I could hear spirit pitching hot Bordeaux heat all the way down to the Mumbrium Street, and a voice that was low down. He said the mic's on, you better just sing while the moth is on a butterfly's wing, or put your dog a hide art in a plastic saddlebag and do the third ghost ray, yeah, yeah. People's backyards, put justice and traction. Called the governor, giving out a liquor license, put him straight away for making his run for a piece of the action. I got unusually depressed today. Dan Miller took a job in L.A. I drove up with Channel 4 and ripped down a flag to the third ghost ray, yeah, yeah.
I'd forgotten all about that. That's Third Coast Rag from Mark Germano, who sadly left us this year. And it's from Mark's second album, as I remember, it's anyway, Caught in the Act of Being Ourselves, which was also a personal favourite, apparently, of Bob Harris's, who especially liked another track on the album, Rex Bob Lewenstein, which was about a DJ who rebelled against being given a playlist by his boss, which is very similar to Bob Harris's experiences, I would say. Thankfully, that never really happened to me at the BBC, at Radio Merseyside, but many of my colleagues suffered from that radio insanity. So that's Third Coast Rag from Mark Germano. Excellent stuff then. Speaking of long-lost tracks and or albums, our Midland correspondent Claire Freeman asked if I might find a Johnny Cash track for her dad. So here's a real obscurity. This is Johnny Cash before he was signed to CBS, on a recording made but not released by Sam Phillips on his Sun label. I think it only came to light actually in the 1980s, maybe when, you know, the compilation of all this stuff was taking place. So for Claire's dad, this is Johnny Cash with his rendition of Lead Belly's Goodnight Irene.
Last Saturday night I got married. Me and my wife settled down. Now me and my wife are parted. Gonna take another stroll downtown. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams. Sometimes I live in the country. Sometimes I live in town. Sometimes I take a fool notion to jump in the river and drown. Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams. Stop your rambling. Stop your gambling. Stop staying out late at night. Go home to your wife and family. Stay there by the fireside bright. Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams.
Yeah, that's good. I'd forgotten about that one as well, really. Good Night, Irene by Johnny Cash. And it's taken from a tape of Cash and other people, I reckon, that's been found at Sun Studios many years later. Found, I think, amongst Sam Phillips' store of, you know, all sorts of recordings after Cash had signed to CBS. So I presume it remained non-copyrighted by CBS, perhaps. And it resurfaced much later, on one of those great compilations that you could get in supermarkets up until a few years ago. And it's on a particularly interesting Sun compilation, 3-disc set that I've got. And there's some amazing stuff on that, just amazing stuff. Interesting. Like the previous Mark Germano track, I haven't heard that in many a year either. So that one's for Claire and Claire's dad. Okay, new release time now. Rather than old and rare, there's a brand new EP from, the Bonfire Radicals. That's good at this time of the year, isn't it? The Bonfire Radicals. And this one fittingly comes out on the 5th of November and is entitled Flywheel. There are 5 fascinating tracks on this EP with an all-female front line of recorders, fiddle, clarinets in there actually, and vocal, plus that punchy rhythm section that they're known for as well. All in all, it's a great mix of tracks. So I thought we'd have a listen to the band's take on a traditional song. This is Love is Teasing by Bonfire Vanities. And look out for the heavy metal guitar. Bonfire Vanities and Love is Teasing.
Oh, love is teasing, love is pleasing. Love's a treasure when first it's new. But as love grows older, love grows colder and fades away like the morning dew. Love grows colder and fades away now.
of torment for that young one who deceived me.
Yes, that's a good one, isn't it? Michelle Holloway, Katie Stevens, Sarah Farmer, Emma Redding, Pete Churchill and Ilias Lintos. That's Bonfire Radicals, brand new EP. The EP is entitled Flywheel, and that, as you can tell, is Love is Teasing, the old traditional song. And check out the bonfireradicals.com website for details about that release. It's a really good one, five really excellent and kind of fascinatingly new tracks, if you see what I mean. You know, what they're doing with traditional music is an interesting thing. They're on tour at the moment, I think, but they're not coming up into the northwest of England. I know they're in Sheffield and down in Hereford as well during November. But it would be nice to see them in our neck of the woods, wouldn't it? Really good outfit, I think. This one came out last month, this next track, and I should have selected a track for you earlier, but I've been playing it, the album that is, up here in the office here at Radio Chester, in our loft, almost non-stop. It's from Bard Edrington V. And the Blackbirds, now they're a Texicano, New Mexican band, and they've been over here for a short tour and finished up a week or so ago at the Wreath Memorial Hall up in North Yorkshire there. The album's entitled Tired and Branded, and it's really authentic. It's very, very Tex New Mex music. So take a listen to the opener. This is Bard Edrington V and the Blackbirds, and Sometimes I just do it wrong.
One, two, three. Sometimes I do it wrong, or I do it right. I might toss and turn, staying up all night. Myself up, tear it all down. It ain't worth the trouble to wear the crown. Sometimes I do it wrong before I do it right, and I toss and turn, staying up all type to do it on my own. Put up four walls and call it home. Father says if you can't fit it with your own hands, just pick up the phone and call the man. Sometimes I do it wrong. Sometimes I do it wrong before I do it right.
being upon me. Sometimes I do it wrong before I do it right, and I toss and turn, staying upon.
Bard Edrington V and the Blackbirds, and the opening gambit from their new album Tired and Branded, that Sometimes I Do It Wrong Before I Do It Right. Great, great. One of those kind of things, you know, that in country music writing, they're good, you know, I can't have the highs without the lows. There's always distances, aren't there, between certain words that they rhyme or make rhyme eventually. Good stuff, that genuine, authentic Tex New Mex sort of music, that. And I hope they enjoyed their tour of England. I know they also came over for a very successful visit last year as well, so building up a bit of a stock of fans by the sounds of it. It's a great album, great album. Okay, time now for our second Sanders and Savage selection from their brand new album, In the Dark We Grow. This song was written by the late Johnny Dickinson, and Hannah and Venn's version is dedicated to his memory. This is Castles and Old Kings.
Through the deserts and the valley, and the sound of the coyote, to the wailing of blind lily, cut a chill right through me. Sing about a place I've never seen.
isn't that nice? That's a great song. Great song. Hannah Sanders and Ben Savage. And a Johnny Dickinson, the late Johnny Dickinson song, Castles and Old Kings. And it's just great, you know, version which is dedicated to Johnny's memory. And that just speaks for a lot of us, doesn't it? You know, growing up watching the, I don't know, in my case, the Big Valley and Rifleman and loving US popular music, yet living in a, I suppose we might say, a colonial imperialist city like Liverpool, you know, it's you know, just shows you the, you know, the differences between what you were looking at and getting into and what our country was actually about at the time, dedicated to Castles and Old Kings. Still is to a certain extent, isn't it? You get used to it, I suppose, but great song that. Great version of Castles and Old Kings. And they utterly nailed that at the Bury Met last Friday. I think a lot of people were just astounded by it. Fantastic Dobro sound as well, isn't it? And don't forget, they're on at St Mary's Creative Space in Chester on Sunday the 10th of November. Don't miss them. Don't miss them. You won't be disappointed. And talking of songs dedicated to others, as I just was, Sunjay's new album, I'm Just Like You, consists entirely of Chris Smither songs, who Sunjay has played with and supported on several occasions. We could do an entire programme about the great Chris Smithers. So I suppose we might call this new release, I'm Just Like You, out on the 11th of November, a tribute album. But Sunjay knows this material so well, actually, and I've played it through a few times, that just makes these songs its own. So that's the ultimate tribute, isn't it, really? You know, because a tribute album is a bit of a weird thing to do, isn't it? But if you can really nail it, well, that's what he does. So check out this one, which was available as a pre-save online during late September. This is Sunjay's absolutely superb version of the Chris Smithers number, Link of Chains. Link a chain, a ring around another. That's good, isn't it? That really cooks Sunjay. And a great interpretation of the Chris Smither song, Link of Chain. And it's from Sunjay's soon-to-be-released tribute to Smither, I'm Just Like You. There are 15 Smither songs, delicately, sympathetically interpreted. Really good stuff. And I'm going to play more from that imminent release on forthcoming Folk Scenes as well. I do like Sunjay as well. He's just grand. What a guitarist. He's just fantastic. He really gets you cooking, doesn't he? Really. Good stuff there. Debut album release time now, due on the 8th of November, so in a few days' time. This is Charlie Henry, Steph Perry, and Jane Rouse, who are also known as Three Idle Women, which I think is a great name. And it's from their debut release, All Hands Together. This is a unique interpretation, I think, of the song Old Father Thames. It ends properly as well. That's good. It's Three Idle Women and their take on, well, it's a kind of a cross between a parlor song and music hall song. It's been performed in lots of different ways. I remember as a kid hearing a very sort of semi-operatic version of it by a tenor at one stage. It was popular. Anyway, that's Old Father Thames, and that's from Three Idle Women's debut release, which comes out on the 8th. All Hands Together. And the idea is that there's a mixture of traditional and original songs giving you an idea about how people live and work on water The three women have been travelling along the Thames and the Oxford and the Grand Union canals, navigating their way through and catching sort of snapshots of what life's all about along the waterways. So it's really interesting, you know, thinking about different types of communities. Imagine a community not being in almost circular in a city or a town, but linear along a canal. It makes us think about things in a slightly different way, I think, that. So that's Three Idle Women, debut album, All Hands Together. And from that, we've taken Old Father Thames. Good stuff there. Just time for a new release that came out last week from the most excellent Scottish talent, Ewan Henderson. Ewan's most commonly found performing with the great Man Ran, and they're a really great band. But he's also a fascinating composer, performer in his own right. And his brand new album, which is called Learson Perception, has just been released to great reviews up in Scotland. It's all about place and space, real and imagined, you know, inspiration on the one hand derived from maps and charts, apparently during lockdown, and on the other, real physical trips he's made from that time on. So let's hear a song, actually, from the album, as we say, Fare Thee Well. This is Oran Durum from a really nice album, Learson Perception, from Ewan Henderson, and I'll say Fare Thee Well.
Yr ffad y hytid, y grin ys garaf, hyn an becrwym sy'n chrwg am haring, chwn ym i fwam y chwst dwam ys chwb bwam, na diwas ond yn nwam yn sy'n nwf. Sgwr ni'n gilydd ys asio fel, asio fel zaw a fel hawl, o sgwr ni'n gilydd ys asio fel. Fod ysht fa fia i'ch lyn fwr dwy'n bwy'n hylig na nir was hir na chowa Cwyrt yn y chrin i fferach na bad i asydd i gast as yn nad Sgwr ni'n gwyllid ys asio fel Asgy fel sal o fel hawl o Sgwr ni'n gwyllid ys asio fel Asgy fel môr yn gwrs yn cric yn chadjerac o gawaw na fawn e ico Dwyr yn bwyio ysgrwyd y gaharst yn sgrap yn y carach yn nad Sgwr yn gilydd y sasio fel Asgy fel sam o fel hawl o Sgwr yn gilydd y sasio fel Och galwch fydd neu'r sars neu fyr ffad y ffasg yn y nil mae fiach y starac Lerac yn rwag le oel yr ymwod Friaf ac yn mon i'n yn sgrol Sŵr ni'n gilydd y sars y fel Asg y fel sam y fel hawl o Sŵr ni'n gilydd y sars y fel Sgorant mwyus na cryd yn casa Sicad yn flwyddi yn ddiw yn sgadau Dwyr yn mara y gar Gynwys i'r ffwm ar y bwob ag na'n stwg Cyd yw fwyd ym y hwyf a slwg Nach madyn fy'n galed na dynis na cyr i chfan Dyw hyffyr chraich ys y haid yn y taf Yn ymwag yn ymwagant na mag Sgwn yn gilydd ys asio fel Asio fel sal o fel hawl Sgwr yn gilydd y sasio fel Och sgres wrth fa ddiaf na hir mae'n cwa Bryd yn y byd yn hir yn trai Cynnyw bw fi yn sicri yn y gyfyd I meddwl y dwrs yn slyfain Sgwr yn gilydd y sasio fel Asgy fel sal o fel hawl Sgwr yn gilydd y sasio fel Asgy fel sal o fel hawl Sgwr yn gilydd y sasio fel